opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I am the smartest man alive.
In the spirit.
So we return with more Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score. It's the halfway point of the season for the Chicago Cubs. They reside in first place in the National League Central, starting a series tonight against the American League West leading Houston Astros. You can catch pregame coverage of that game beginning at 6:35, first pitch at 7:10 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. But we're giving out grades right now because we're at the halfway point. And we got some A's, we got some B's, and then we just threw out a C to one Dansby Swanson because of the lack of offensive production at the plate, specifically with runners in scoring position. What's next as we continue to go through this list?
So the next player you're going to grade, he kind of like joined in the beginning of the year, but then he kind of got sent down a grade, but now he kind of went back up. The player here that you have to grade is third baseman Matt Shaw.
I'm giving Matt Shaw a D+.
Wow.
Matt Shaw, D+. And you're probably wondering, well, that defense has been solid at third base. But one of the reasons we keep talking about a right-handed bat is because there has not been production that has been necessary out of your hot corner. Third base is a power position. Quite frankly, there has been a lack of power from the hot corner from the Cubs so far this season. And I thought Matt Shaw was going to be the answer, and I could still be right on that. It's just that in 172 at-bats, he has 2 home runs, 9 doubles. His slug is .302. His OPS is .596. That's just not good enough.
Batting .215. Yeah.
It's a D+.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the D+. I was thinking about going D, but I'm going to give him the rookie bump. And again, the Cubs put him in this position because of what they didn't get in the offseason with Alex Bregman. So what, and another reason for it is I didn't want to have to worry about that position. And I get it. We all sort of just said, oh, he's fixed. He's fine. He's going to be good. The Cubs now have their third baseman. Now they have to think about that in terms of where you can improve this team offensively. I didn't want the Cubs to be in that position. D+.
Let me just put it to you this way. In April, March, before being sent down, he was batting .172 with a .535 OPS. He came back in May, played 11 games. His slash line was .359, .419, .487. That's a .906 OPS. But since then, he's played 22 games, and he's back down to .173, .225, .253 for the slash.
Cubs have had a history of having third basemen who are really good prospects that played excellent third base but couldn't hit a lick. And those guys like Kevin Ory, and Gary Scott of third baseman passed. Didn't cut it because somewhere along the line, you've got to hit. D plus.
Yeah, Matt Shaw is like the kid who like kind of skipped a grade. But now that he's in this new grade, he's finding out, oh, this is a lot more difficult than I thought. I'm a little younger. Like, if he was in the school of the White Sox, I think he would be doing a lot better.
Does the kid have mono? I mean, if we're doing the
he's
analogy.
He's had it like eight times.
Well, let me push back on your White Sox analogy and just tell you
that
Miguel Vargas, if he was the starting third baseman for the Cubs, do you know how much better the Cubs would be?
Oh, my God.
I agree with you there, but if Matt Shaw is expected to produce right now. If you play for the White Sox, it's like, all right, we see potential here. You're fine. You get a little, but like he's expected to get good grades right now. Matt Shaw gets a D plus.
I'm in the camp with Grody on being just a little slightly more gracious because he is a rookie.
Yeah.
However, the expectations are high. You were given the bump up and the starting third base job, and it was rough on all sides, offense, defense. You get sent down, he comes back up. Defense has been spectacular, however, offense is unacceptable, man.
And he was whacking the ball all over the place when he first came back.
I mean,
let's give him that credit.
And what happened? Yeah. What happened?
Oh,
it's what happens
again
in the game of baseball. He got it. They adjusted to him.
It's what
the
it
pitchers
is.
Adjusted to him, and he has yet to adjust. And I hope he will adjust because it's June. There's a lot of baseball left to play. But there's also a trade deadline coming up, and I don't know if third base can even be a concern for the Cubs.
That's exactly it. I hate that we're there again.
He's
we're
on there. A roller coaster of his own right now.
He sure is.
He is, man. It's like the old he's you know what he's on? He's on the demon, that corkscrew, like where it's just good, things are very confusing, and you feel like you're about to fall off
my faves.
Of the roller coaster. Do love the classics. Bears.
Well, you like the corkscrew?
I do.
I think the corkscrew. It's like after I leave the corkscrew, it's immediate headache. Like
really?
Are you talking about the one at Cedar Point?
Like, no. This one's at the Great America.
Oh, the one at Cedar Point. I leave afterwards, and I have a migraine the rest of the day.
Oh wow!
I imagine it's got to be similar, right? Same thing.
Well, Farrengol and I are going to hit up Great America together.
I love roller coasters, by the way.
Oh, do you?
I'm a coaster.
Oh, me
guy.
Too. No. I still try. Actually, I took a few years off. Last summer was the first year that I went in a while, and it's just glorious. Still, clientele's a little shady there, but.
Nothing better than a good three-hour line.
I just want to tell people, you know, I appreciate the texters texting in 312-644-6767. 847, disagree with the D-plus for Shaw. I know he needs to be a better hitter, but also consider how many mistakes were made in the field by other third base while he was down in Iowa.
That's true.
We are not grading on a curve here. I'm not.
Exactly.
We're not grading on a curve.
No, but he's right. I mean, ironically, he has restored some order relative to the Vidal Brujans of the world. Let's just leave it at that.
I thought that texter was going to be in more in line with the camp of Grody and I, and he kind of with the grade he kind of was, but then the logic is just you can't bump someone's grade up because the other guys are terrible.
Relative and curves don't count.
Exactly.
But I see where he's coming from.
Also, 815 giving out an F to Clark the Cub.
What?
Why he doesn't Clark wear any pants. That's
you got to do better than that. I mean, we know.
Well,
we
you know what they're telling.
We're in an era where we've all accepted that about him.
All right, we all accept that.
Hey, man, there's been all sorts of funny no clothes going on on Marquee, man. I got a little treat yesterday. If you're watching the game,
Yes,
you guys know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I sure do.
Rooftop
action,
Marshall.
Yeah.
What?
We don't need to talk about that.
We will transition from rooftops.
Yeah.
Wait,
rated G?
Yes.
And
G
pantsless,
for I'm
mascots.
Rated E for everyone.
Okay.
All right, we're getting back to these players and grading them at the midway point. And we're going to go back to the starting rotation. Here's an interesting case for you guys. This is one of the consistent pillars of the Cubs rotation in terms of availability, but I'm interested to know how you grade him. Jameson Taillon.
C. Give him a C. Give him a C. I give him a C. He leads the league in home runs allowed. He's a C.
I'm gonna give him better than that. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna give Jameson Taillon a B minus because even though he's been bad in these last two starts, he is part of why the Cubs have been able to maintain what they have maintained, and that is a first place lead in the division to get them back to the point where Shota Imanaga is back and Jed Hoyer is thinking about adding another pitcher or two to make up for Justin Steele. So Jameson Taillon he's good with me, man. He gets a B minus.
He's good with you. That 4.47 ERA is good.
Yeah. Well, did you see the five or six starts? I want to say prior to the Milwaukee start where he didn't give up more than three runs in any of those starts, you don't think that that was a big part of keeping this Cubs team together, even those five starts?
Can I ask you a question?
I think that's pretty important and worth a B minus.
Can I ask you a question?
I suppose.
How many?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Games over 500 are the Chicago Cubs?
They are 48-33, so that would be 43-10-14? 15?
Yeah, it'd be 15. Yeah, it'd be 15. I should just told you. Once I asked the question, you do
your little pop quizzes here. We're doing a Marshall pop quiz
here. You said the record. You said 48-33. Okay. I was like, he's there.
Well, see, that's because you put me on the spot with the math.
My bad.
Yeah,
my
that
bad.
Is your
you
bad.
Were told that, you were told there
I
would
was
be
told
no
that.
Math.
That's what I mean. You gave me a little math pop quiz.
They're 15 games over 500.
Yeah.
They are 8-8 in Jameson Taillon starts. His ERA is 4.47. He is the definition of average. He's average. Wait, C.
Is
it's
a C an average or a B an average?
C is average. No, C B average. Is above average.
I gave him a B minus for the record.
I said gets, straight up C.
I gave him a B minus
as
well.
He gets a B minus?
Because there was a time, I remember a five on a question we had in the past, like, which pitcher do you trust more right now, Boyd or Taillon? And there was a time where it was like, oh, I trust them both very equally that stretch of, like that you were talking about.
That time has passed.
I kept wondering, like, well, could we be seeing something? I wasn't going to say special out of Taillon. It's only collapsed
and
in
then
the
Taillon
last two
got
games.
Mono.
And then he
I'm going to go with a C+. Yes, I understand when you look at the numbers, he has been average, Marshall.
He's been average, let's be honest.
Yeah, but you got to think about what he did, like to get quality innings out of this man. Even if it was over a six-game stretch,
so here's the thing.
And you'd be taking away credit from all of these pitchers who played a big part in maintaining this starting rotation. And Taillon was a big part of it. Big part of it.
You say that, but they're 8-8 in the games in which he starts. It'd be different if they were, let's say, I don't know, 12-4. Not even 12-4. That's too much. If they were 9-7 or 10-6 in the games that he starts, they're 8-8 in his starts. And you can look at the ones where he doesn't pitch well. It's not going well. And even if and I might go C+ if he was a guaranteed five innings every time. There's been a quarter of those starts, including the last two, in which he has not even made it out of the fifth inning. Couldn't even give you five innings. And I know a lot of pitchers out here giving up six and seven runs, but guess what? They get you into the sixth inning giving up the six or seven runs.
I just don't devalue the starts that he's had.
I didn't say he was below average. Okay. I said he was average.
Okay.
The next player, we can't do this segment without talking about our guy. He's here every Tuesday. The name, left fielder, Ian Happ.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Gold Glover.
Ian Happ, my goodness.
I'm listening.
Ian Happ, Ian Happ gets a C. He's been way too streaky this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A C?
Yeah.
Average?
I'm going C. C for the Happ.
Okay.
He just like it just been going away too often this year. I have not felt the impact from Ian Happ that I have felt from many other players in that lineup.
Okay, let me give you some stats to
what's
to
your grade?
Counter that. I'm going to give him a B.
Okay.
Still playing the Gold Glove defense.
Okay.
In left field.
Okay.
As their leadoff guy, he's got a .342 on base percentage.
Which I'm like watching him lead off games.
He sets the table. Yeah. He's also got 12 bombs. So he's on pace for 24 bombs. He's on pace to drive in 84. He's on pace to score over 100 runs in this offense. His OPS is .762, which isn't great, but like it's not average.
Yeah.
He is an above average player, or at least he has been this season. I'm giving him a B straight up.
Okay. It hasn't felt like a B season. For me,
a C seems harsh.
Yeah, maybe
the way
I'm just
got on me about. Do you think? Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you think Jameson Taillon has had a better season than Ian Happ?
I don't know.
Well, if the answer is no, I agree with your grading.
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, you see what I'm saying? You can't sit here and give Jameson Taillon the B and give Ian Happ the C.
No, I gave him a B minus.
Okay,
I gave him.
You
a
can't
B,
sit
I
here
gave...
and give Jameson Taillon a B minus, but then give Ian Happ
but
a
some
C.
Some of it is relative to expectations, and also relative to the value of Jameson Taillon doing what he did, helping to hold a starting staff together while your two top starters were out of the rotation. But you've completely discounted that.
So WAR isn't everything, WAR is a metric. I like OPS plus. He's 119, which is well over the 100, the standard. He's also on pace to be a 4-WAR player.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jameson Taillon has a negative WAR.
Has
negative WAR.
So really, when you watch Ian Happ this year, you felt a B from Ian Happ. I have felt a streaky player this year.
I think all players are a little bit streaky, but
I just don't feel like we're coming in here talking about Ian Happ a whole lot in terms of what he has done production-wise this year.
Okay, that's fair. That's why I knew there would be disagreements. If you have an opinion, call us, text us, 312-644-6767. We're going to continue this. And, a lot of C's out here backing you up. Happ is a B+.
I mean, the numbers are good that you're given. It just, like, I guess this is one of those eye test things with Ian Happ. He just hasn't. You know what it's like to me? The comp for me is Seiya Suzuki. Last year, like, great numbers. It didn't feel great. There's something that felt empty about Seiya Suzuki last year that doesn't this year, and maybe that is because of the slug. It's the same thing with Ian Happ. Can't argue with the numbers you get. It has not felt like a B year out of Ian
Happ. I think the biggest difference between the Happ-Seiya Suzuki comparison is the fact that Seiya already has 21 home runs at the halfway point. He had all of 21 off last year. But we will continue the discussion. Nico Horner, Michael Bush, what grade would you give them? That's coming up next. More Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla here on 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.